Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is right there with you. We want to welcome you to our Sunday school lesson today for our Sunday, June the 7th, 2020. I am your teacher for today. We are at House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I am your Sunday school teacher for today at Antioch Baptist Church there in Tunnel Springs, Alabama, at 45 Church Street, 36471. Our telephone number is 251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Reverend Waylon Oliver is our pastor, Sister Joyce Oliver, our first lady, and our clerk is Miss Lisa Stalwart. We have a Sunday school every Sunday at 9:30 a.m., and just like all churches that are being put upon by the virus, the pandemic of COVID-19 and so many other issues, many churches having services by internet and having church outside at the church parking lot or in an area where a lot of people can be distance apart and still stay in their cars and hear the word of God. And we are no different than other churches at Antioch. This is the first Sunday, and our next Sunday services will be the second Sunday. And Pastor Oliver will bring the message. On behalf of all of us here, we want to welcome you. Church services on the 2nd, 4th, 5th Sundays at 11 a.m. And that's our worship services, and Sunday school always every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. All right, we are going to begin with prayer. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, the maker and creator of all things, thank you, Jesus, for this time that we come to you and offer words of prayer. Our Father, we are going through some trials and troubling times in the world today. No different than any other times, but it is we're witnessing such turmoil in the streets and from the White House to my house, to the church house and all around us, as we call upon Jesus and we witness things that we have not seen before, but we do know that there is nothing new under the sun. Dear God, forgive us for our failing to measure up to your standards. Help us to keep our focus on doing what you expect and not on acquiring material prosperity and self-promotion, and doing things that are not what Jesus Christ, God Almighty, wants us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We know that all of you have been witnessing what has been going on in your community and around you, but God is still in control. You keep the faith, you stay with Jesus Christ. Internal dissensions overcome by love. Dissensions overcome by love. Our home daily reading from Monday, June the 1st through June the 7th has been very powerful. Faith community discerns path of wisdom. That's Acts the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Let us begin there as we prepare to get into the Sunday school lesson. These daily readings give you a better insight and turn the lights on even better for your understanding for the upcoming Sunday school lesson. The Sunday school lesson is listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up. That means you pay attention, you listen up, and listening to God's wisdom. Let's begin with Acts, the I'm sorry, Acts the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Here we go. And in those days when the numbers of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmur of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not fitting that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, this is verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look among you for 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the businesses. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5, and it says, verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose this Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Verse 6, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the numbers of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. All right, that was for preparations for today's lesson about picking up people to handle matters dealing with the church, and more familiar with a lot of us is that this is the process of picking our deacons or people to handle matters dealing with the church and the membership. All right, let us continue. One of the things that I want most of us to understand, and that is this. God is still in control no matter what is going on in the world. Let's go to Parents' Joyful Pass on the Faith. This would be 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 9. 2 Timothy. All right, let us begin. Instructions, salvations. Okay. Verses 1 through 9. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I want to say that again. In these times in which we live in now, the coronavirus, the upheaval, and a lot of troubles through racism and other things that are taking place in the country, what the president down to other people, leaders are doing, here is something for you that are listening, as well as for me. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Let's go to verse 8. Be thou thou therefore, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. All right, verse 9. verse 9, and it says, this is the last one, whom has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our words, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You that are in Christ, now born again, are already saved by Jesus Christ, God Almighty, who came down through 42 generations and sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you call out his name. You are saved and in the hands of God. You have nothing. You have nothing. Nothing to fear. All right. Let us go to Psalms 34, verses 11 through 18. This is for learning the fear of the Lord. Psalms 34. Let us go to Psalms 34. The Lord delivers his son, his own. The Lord delivers his own. The Lord delivers his own. A song of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. Psalms 34, learning the fear of the Lord. A message for us. Listen, here we go, verse 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Look at that. Let's go to verse number 11. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he who desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto thy cry. 16. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off. To cut off remembrance of them from the earth. Let us continue. 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. And finally, verses 18. The Lord is near unto those who are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. God is one honest, contrite spirit from you and your situations and what you're going through. Call out to him. He will hear and he will say and he will protect and take care of you. Matthew's, the 26th chapter, verses 47 through 52. Violence is not a wise choice. Let us say that again. Violence is not a wise choice. One more time, listeners. Antioch and all that are listening to this Sunday school lesson today, we have been witnessing to what has been going on. The rioting, the burning, the destroying of property, the killing of policemen, the killing of other people. In that, that are those that were protesting about rights and the killing of black men that has been taking place in the world at the hands of policemen. Listen, violence is not a wise choice. Let's go to Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 47 through 52. Matthew, the 26th chapter, 47 and 52 verse. Let us go to Matthew. Matthew's, the 26th chapter, let us begin at verse number 47. Verse number 47. Jesus' betrayal and arrest. All right. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. Verse number 49. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Betrayal by someone you know. How many are familiar with that? And he kissed him, and he had told him already what he's going to do and who to identify and what to do with him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, why art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Ooh, man. Betrayed by a friend. Violence is not a wise choice. And behold, one of those whom were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. One of God's prophets cut off the ear of one of the soldiers or one of the people that come to take Jesus in custody. And behold, one of those whom were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear, cut his ear off. Then Jesus said, verse 52, then Jesus said unto him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Listen, listen, listen. Violence is not a wise choice. Put again thy sword into thy place, for all that take up the sword shall perish with the sword. Verse number 52. That's the last verse that we just got through reading. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again the sword into thy place, for all that take up the sword shall perish with the sword. All right. The vast scope of solemn wisdom. The vast scope of solemn wisdom. 1 Kings 4:29-34. 1 Kings 4:29-34. Let us turn to 1 Kings. And it reads, 1 Kings 4:29. And it reads, The wisdom of Solomon, his great renown. Solomon, we know who Solomon is. That's David and Bathsheba's son. Let us begin. He is the one that whom God allowed to build the temple in which David wanted to build. And we know very well why God did not want David to build that temple, because David, many wars and situations which he had got in, had blood on his hands. All right, let us continue. Here we go. Verse number 29, the wisdom of Solomon and his great renown. All right, when he says wisdom is great and renowned, it means well known, okay? And God gave Solomon wisdom and very much understanding, the largest of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Oh, he has a lot of wisdom. How many can number the sands on the seashore? Verse number 30, And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Let's go to verse number 31. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Israelite, and Hermon, and Karkor, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were of thousands and five. And he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop, the strength out of the wall, that springeth out of the wall. And he spoke also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fish. And verse number 34, the final one in regards to the wisdom of Solomon. And there came from all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. Oh, you pray and ask God for things. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom to understand. Be prudent, to know how you deal with situations, how to deal with racism, how to deal with many other things in this life, how to deal with being in danger, how to deal with the battle of sin, and how to flee from sin, temptation when it is tempting you, really, because you are being tempted from within. All right? All right, let's go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Verses 1 through 9, prize wisdom and insight. Prize wisdom and insight. Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. Proverbs 4. Let us turn. Proverbs 4. 1 through 9. Prize wisdom and insight. Proverbs 4. 1 through 9. Let us begin. Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. The Proverbs of Solomon. The purpose of the book. Fatherly exhortation addresses mainly to the young. We want to say something here. There are a lot of young people in the streets of America right now, this very minute, as we speak here. They are expressing their outrage at the death of Floyd by the hands of the policeman, with his knee on his neck, and they are expressing their revolt of that, a rejection of that, and looking for answers and out protesting. Let us begin. The Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Number 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, righteousness, and justice, and equality, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretations of the word of the wise and their dark sayings. That's 1 through 4. Okay, that was 1 through 4. Well, that was up to 1 through 6. All right. Let's go to 4. Let's go to 7, 8, and 9. And it reads, wisdom foundation, the fear of the Lord. Oh, number 1. Wisdom foundation. Number 1. Fear of the Lord. That's number 1. Fear of the Lord. That's the foundation of wisdom. It rests upon that. It's the wisdom of the Lord. Verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. 9. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Verses 7 and 8. Wisdom, the foundation, is the fear of the Lord. 7 and 8. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. 8. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. All right. 10 and 11. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. How many of those people that were out on the street protesting, when those that were breaking windows and stealing and going into stores and setting fires and shooting people, have the wisdom to listen to, not listen to those that were with him? There were more than one or two doing that. That was a group. That was a gang. There was a number of people in cahoots in what they were doing. And they're telling you, do not be enticed, my son. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Don't buy into it. Verse 11, if thou say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. That is what they were doing when they killed policemen and killed other people and shot up different things and shooting weapons and stuff. That was what they'd done. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Without cause. Oh, I listen to the news and media, and many of you listen to the news and media. And Fox News, they loved that. That was just what they wanted to preach and proclaim. That all of the folks out there marching and doing different stuff, even though it was not the majority of the people, they were out there for a good reason, or protest the death of Floyd. But there was some among them that was lurking and laying wait for blood. That was lurking secretly for the innocent without cause. There were some doing that. Fox News loved that. And it was actually true from what they were doing, too. Some of them were doing just that. But the good part of what was being taken place was being overshadowed by the evil ones within their midst. I'm reminded, briefly, what God has laid on my heart now. You remember how God says that the deceiver comes and, you know, you go out and you do things good, and the deceiver would come unbeknown to you and usurp and put bad things in your good intentions and what is taking place. You go out there to feed folks, and then on the other hand, there's somebody out there stealing the food and hurting the people that you're trying to feed. Satan is a deceiver and a liar. He will come among us and deceive us and sow seeds of dissensions and different things like that. We know how that goes in the church where we attend every day in different situations. The pastor can get up and tell us the word, but there'll be somebody in the church already plotting some kind of way to make it look bad or make that not happen or whatever. That's the way Satan is. He's a deceiver and a liar. You'll be trying to do good, but the Satan, the deceiver, will be sowing evil. All right, let's go to verses 20 and 22. Verses 20 and 22. That was 10 and 11. Verses 20 and 22. And it reads, wisdom warning. Wisdom cries outside. She utters her voice in the street. Oh, wisdom was out there while they were destroying and burning and tearing up stuff. Wisdom was with those that were marching and carrying signs saying Black Lives Matter and love and all those things like that. 21. She cries in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates in the city, she utters her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Oh, I'm reminded by the things that are posted on Facebook. I have posted some things, too, in regards to situations that is taking place in the world today, such as racism among us, among the whites of this nation and blacks of this nation. Racism affects all human beings. That we must be wise, and be guard your mind and your heart against evil like that. Racism is an evil. It is a something that has affected America from its very beginning. It's hatred of white people or black people hating white people, Jews hating Gentiles, Gentiles hating Jews. Oh, man. Let's remember also, there's only two types of people, regardless of the colors of skins and what we call each other. But they are nothing but Gentiles and Jews who God made. All right, verses 32 to 33. For the turning away of simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Oh, all have mercy. I look at the men and women and black and whites and different colors running out of stores with the loot in their hand, putting them in cars and in baskets and going away. Lord have mercy. The times that we live in, we are listening and watching the birthing pains of change, as Grandmama used to say. God will soon be returning. Get yourself ready. Get your house in order. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Oh, but whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Oh, man. Oh, man. Lord have mercy. Powerful words indeed. Powerful words indeed. Our printed text, which we just got through doing today, we hope that it was a blessing to you. Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 4, 7 and 8, 10, 20 through 22, 32 through 33. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to whom wisdom and instruction is perceived, the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Listen up. Listen to God's wisdom. Listen to God's wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. All powerful, all so powerful. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Your mothers and your fathers give you instructions every day. My father gave me instructions every day. I remembered of mindful of some of the disobedient things that I did. And one of the things that my father would do, he would allow us to go out and socialize and be with other people, but he had a curfew time, which time you were to be back in the house and in your bed and in the safety of the home. And he was set that time. And I was rebellious. I was the one always breaking that curfew. And he knew that I was the one that would be breaking that curfew. When I'd be coming in at night, he would say, I would hear him call out, I know who that is. I know who that is. He was talking to me, the rebellious one. I know who that is. I am tired right now, but I will get you in the morning. And just like clockwork, I had been out doing things and was tired. And when I laid down and went to sleep, I went soundly asleep. And my father would wake me up with punishment for breaking the curfew. Lord have mercy. discipline. Just like clockwork, he disciplined me for being breaking the curfew and with the instruction with his he my father had given me. That is the same thing that is happening today in people's lives right now, in children and young people's lives, in old people's lives. They are being disobedient to the instruction of Jesus Christ's word, the instruction of the Bible, the instruction of your pastor, the instructions of your deacon, the instructions of your mother, the instructions of your father. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If people that are doing wrong try to entice you, do not buy into that. Don't go with them. Don't do what they are doing. Do not do that. You need to have Jesus Christ inside of you to repel what Satan, that's Satan the deceiver, doing that. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Wisdom crieth out. She utters her voice in the street. Wisdom is crying out, trying to tell you what is right. Listen, she cries in the chief places of the concourse. Concourses, that's about like on streets, around corners, in houses, in buildings, in the openings of the gate, at the gate, when you go out your door, when you come into the door, at the courthouse, different place. Wisdom is crying out to you, telling you, don't do this, do that, don't say this, act this way, act this way. When someone do wrong and do wrong to you, don't return that with wrong. Remember, one of Jesus' disciples cut off the ear of one of the people that came to arrest Jesus, and what did he say? You live by the sword, you will die by the sword. She cries in the creek. Just remember, those folks that are out there shooting and killing and breaking in and burning, they living by that, they will surely die by that. God's word says that. How long, ye simple ones? How long? He's calling you simple if you don't do you doing what the evil people want you to do. Because that's Satan. That's death. The wages of sin is death. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? Simplicity. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. Look at that, scorners. Have you ever listened on Facebook and listened on Facebook and listened to Facebook and listened to people talk and how they down talk other leaders about they ain't did nothing? Remember how they talk about President Barack Obama ain't did nothing for black folks and all this kind of stuff like that? Lord have mercy. God give you a mind and a wisdom with senses, with hands and feet and ears and legs and things to do for yourself. Get up, because God has given all you need. He's telling you right now, listen to God's wisdom. You want to know how to earn and get money and be profitable, raise your family? God is telling you how to do it. Don't be no fool. Listen to other folks say this and that. They are the same people like that was among the people that was when they were traveling out of Egypt and going to the promised land. God killed them all off because they were rebellious. They were scoffers. They delighted in scorning. They talked about Moses. God does not like that. Rebellion is evil. Rebellion is evil. Disobeying is evil. It is better to obey. God will take care of the rest if they're wronging you in what they're doing to you. Just like the policeman that had his knee on Floyd's neck. God's going to take care of it. Oh, don't go out and be looting and burning and cussing and going on. They were doing the same thing down there in Monroeville just days ago. Supposedly going against what the policeman had did to Paul, to Floyd. Lord have mercy. Oh, what is the cussing all about? What is that? All right. For the returning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. You running after and stealing different stuff, that stuff will destroy you. Thieves. Liars, oh, but whosoever hearkens to me shall dwell safely, and he shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Oh, man. powerful words. The lesson in context. The books of Proverbs is the third of five books of the Old Testament and often called wisdom literature. This group also includes Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, and the Songs of Solomon. When most people think of Proverbs in a general, not just as the biblical one, they probably call to the mind piety statements of truth that are good general advice for navigating life. Haste make waste, and he who hesitates is lost. A general true statement, but one can see how these statements might contradict each other. The wisdom of each other saying is situational. Biblical prophets are as well, though they are more than just good advice. They are godly advice based on crucial premises that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Remember Proverbs 9 and 10? That is the foundation of wisdom, to fear God, to fear God. Keeping the premise that in mind helps the wise person discern when a certain course of conventional wisdom might not be the best for obeying God's laws. Knowing God's use the wisdom to decide well. How about that? Knowing God gives you the wisdom to decide well what is best for you. All right? The book of Proverbs divides itself in three major sections. Number one, a long introduction to the collection of Proverbs, chapters 1 through 9. The collection of acrostic conclusions. Yes. And there are six collections. Proverbs, Solomon, 10. Words of Wise, Words of the Wise, Words of Solomon, Words of Agur, and Words of King Lemuel. The four lessons in this unit are driven from the nine opening chapters of Proverbs 1 through 9 that exhort the audience to choose to live by God's wisdom. Live by God's wisdom, not man's wisdom. Live by God's wisdom and not man. In these chapters, we find more association between the individual proverb than the more randomized saying that appear from chapters 10 forward. Most scholars see 10 fatherly appeal of lecture in chapters 1 through 9. Our text concludes part of the first appeal. Powerful words indeed. Powerful words indeed. All right. To know wisdom and instruction. To know wisdom. The Proverbs of Solomon, David, King of Israel. King Solomon, he wanted wisdom, how to manage and rule God's people. God gave him abundance of wisdom. He asked God for that. God would do you the same today. Ask God for wisdom and how you do. Want to raise your children right? Ask God. Want to teach your children? Ask God. You want to earn money for your family? Ask God. He will show you how. He will tell you how. Want a good job? Ask God. Pray for God. Ask God's guidance in seeking that good job that will sustain you through all situations and won't be laid off and saying like that. God will give you that. To know wisdom and structure. To know wisdom. To receive the words of understanding. Words of understanding must become more than just theory and good advice. They must be personally embraced and applied in order to be genuinely valued. Oh, thou shalt not steal. Listen to that. Thou shalt not steal. That means do not steal. Thou shalt not steal. They must be personally embraced and applied in order to be genuinely of value. Otherwise, they are not really perceived. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Instruction is repeated to emphasize the importance. Proverbs 1, 2. The words translated wisdom, a different Hebrew word from one previous translated this way. Emphasizes discernment. In other words, you see something and the words are spoken, you got to get into it. You got to meditate on it. You got to understand it. You got to dig into it. You just can't go surface over it and let it go. Thou shalt not steal. That means do not steal. You can steal by going taking something. You can steal something that's in your tear to take and you go take it, that's stealing. Okay? You are in charge of it and you take it for yourself. Okay? In this verse, one sees the ways in which godly wisdom is to manifest itself. The Hebrew word translated justice is translated elsewhere. It's righteousness. Example, Deuteronomy 33 and 19, Psalms 4 and 1. Judgment does not apply only to an ethical standard in a judicial setting. It also includes the idea of applying good reasoning and instruction that confront one's daily, especially those involving others in need. Example, Exodus 23 and 6. Equity is closely tied to this. It means treating others fairly. Look at that. You would just look at equity and you would think something else. But it's closely tied to this. It means treating others fairly. Do you treat others fairly? The same Hebrew word is translated uprightly in Psalm 75 and 2. Oh, Lord. To give substantively. Hebrew word translated substantively can be a negative connotation. Example, guile, Exodus. In fact, one form of the Hebrew word is used of the serpent in Genesis. Remember Eve in the garden? The serpent, the snake, how he beguiled Eve and brought sin into the world and brought death into the world. He deceived Eve. And guess what? Eve was ready for that too now. God had told him what to do. God had told Adam what not to do and things like that. But guess what? Somebody can sneak up on you. They can beguile you. They can fool you. They can suck you in, get you trapped. That's what scam's about. Oh, I'm a witness of that myself personally. Oh, you know how people was doing videos on in the radio station, different things like that. I wanted one, and guess what? I went out and bought one, and guess what? I believe it was a scam. I've not got that camera yet. Be wise. You want to get something, go out and get it the right way. Don't something come, remember the saying, it's too good to be true? Believe me there, it is. If you hear it's too good, it's not true. It's a way to sucker you in. All right. Lord had made, but the same root can be simply a more positive quality like being prudent. Be wise, be prudent. Example, Proverbs 12 and 23, Proverbs 13 and 6, Proverbs 14 and 15. This part of this nuisance is what Solomon intended here. All right, let's talk about to the simple, the victim of subtlety, simple. And to someone who lacks life experience and knowledge, compare foolish in Proverbs 9 and 6. Such a person must be teachable, willing to listen to the instruction and discipline that wisdom has to offer. That's like the thing about going to school and children not learning. If you will not listen to your mom and dad at home, that's from any age, if 1 through 6, when you get ready to go to school, you will not be able to listen to your teacher. You see troubled children become troubled adults because they will not listen to sound doctrine. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. This designation, young man, confers to a male child or young adult the suggestion that the reason for ignorance is partially a matter of lack of time to have already learned. The use of complement the creeping reference is my son in the first chapter. My son, I just say my daughter, is translated to you, listen to your fathers and your mothers. Discretion, like subtlety, can have a positive or negative meaning, comparing the vices of Job 21 and 27. Lewdness, lewdness in Jeremiah. Here begins with the positive meaning of clearly implied. Godly wisdom to help a young person navigate sin-infested world by learning to choose what is right and acceptable in God's sight. Don't come into church with a dress on with showing half of your breasts. Don't come into church with a dress that is too short where you sit down and you can see all of everything that you own as a woman. That's also go for men. Don't dress in tight clothes showing all of your parts of your genitals and stuff like that. Be wise. Don't do foolish things. There are place for different things. Don't do it. Be wise. Introduction number. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord begins with the fear of God. The foundation of wisdom. The foundation of wisdom. But fools despise wisdom and destruction. Fools despise wisdom and destruction. To ignore wisdom is to embark on a path of fools. Such individuals demonstrate their contempt for God, His instructions. See Proverbs 19:16. In general, foolish people can expect to experience unnecessary trials. You going through hell and catching a hard time is because you have not followed instruction. Listen to God's instruction, human instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Some have suggested that the term son in Proverbs should be interpreted as a disciple or a student, as in the phrase sons of the prophets, 2 Kings 6:1. However, the context supports translating the word in familiar terms instead of educational. Both father and mother are instructional in teaching wisdom to their children. Remember the example I gave? Oh, mother gave instruction, father gave instruction. Said, do what you are told to do. Come in at the right time. Oh, do what you are instructed to do in wisdom from your mothers and your fathers. Proverbs 6:20 is a team effort, very much in keeping with the counsel found in Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Compare Proverbs. The consequences not hearing are forsaking the instruction of law taught by parents will be discipline and potential disasters. Remember what's taking place in schools around you. Why are children in trouble at school? Because they will not listen. Will not listen. Oh, powerful stuff here today. Powerful outreach. Wisdom cries out, opening at the gates in the city of uttering His word. Wisdom is telling you what to do. Listen. Listen. How long, you simple one, will you love simplicity and the scorners of delight in the scorning and the fools hate knowledge? How long? You remember the praise on when Martin Luther King was talking about the injustice that is being done in America? He asked, how long? How long? It is from this that he's saying, how long? For the turning away of simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The rejection of wisdom call is a decision that results in major impacts on one's life. Choosing to turn away from wisdom is fatal. Choosing to turn away from wisdom is fatal. Proverbs 5:22-23, 15:10, Isaiah 66:4. The combination of slay and destroy conveys the great violence that awaits those who reject wisdom. In context, prosperity suggests being at ease with feeding secures and securing because of one situation. And you're rich and you got this and all this kind of thing. And you think you're safe in what you got in whatever your wealth is in your big bank account. Oh, them things would not sustain you. Be wise. But whosoever hearkeneth to me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. The chapter we close with a statement of blessing that follows from heeding the wisdom invitation. Proverbs 3:23. Safety comes because the wise person has chosen to ignore foolishness and sinful voices that offer invitation to pursue their path of wrongdoing. Don't go down that path. Do not go down that path. It leads to destruction. The Hebrew word translates evil can be used in a moral sense as Proverbs 1:16, but in some cases it refers to the harm that is one of the consequences, that is, you're warned of the consequence of living in a world under the curse, sin. Example, God, of course, does not know moral evil. God, of course, does no moral evil. Remember that. He does, however, judge harsh justly and bring judgment. He does, however, judge justly and bring judgment. Unfortunately, judgment can be perceived as evil by those who experience it. The wise do not need to fear the harm that often comes to those who live by sinner's code. The sinner's code, how about that? the sinner's code. True, the wise of godly person may be the target of the ungodly and may suffer harm from them, or suffer from different types of harm in the fallen world. Remember Job? The fear of such an outcome does not trouble nor overwhelm the godly person. Instead, like a wise person, he or she is grounded and guided by the fear of God. Now the conclusion. Listen, what happens to Solomon? Why did he follow his own advice? Think of Jesus' statement, "Physicians, heal thyself." We may wish we could advise Solomon by saying, "Wise men, heed your wisdom." Can what happened to Solomon happen to us? Certainly, yes, it can. We will not be tempted as Solomon was by the belief and lifestyle of 700 spouses, but the need to guard our hearts and our ways is urgent now as ever. All of God's prophets and leaders had weakness. Solomon was women. How many of you weaknesses women? How many of you men weaknesses women? How many of you women, your weakness is men? Oh, what a way, what a word. Can what happened to Solomon happen to us? Certainly, yes, it can. We view Solomon with compassion, not criticism. Anyone's spiritual failure, whether we read about them in the Bible or see them reported in the media, should humble us. Be aware. Know about Solomon, David. All of them made mistakes. David murdered. Solomon did things wrong. Oh, but God was able to forgive him. If you stay with Jesus Christ, in spite of your sins and your iniquity, God will still save you and take care of you. But you must stay faithful, holding on to Jesus Christ's hand. When you do wrong, ask forgiveness. Tell the person you're sorry. Give him. We can forgive. All right. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. Prayer. As we close it here today. Father, help us to heed your call to wisdom. As we do, may we lead others to heed your voice as well. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Fear the Lord and learn wisdom. We hope you pay attention to next week's lesson, June the 14th. Devotional reading will be Proverbs 2, 12 through 22. The background will be Genesis 39 and Proverbs 2. Value wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, coming knowledge and understand. Proverbs 2 and 6. We hope what we've been able to say today has blessed you. A bit different than the lessons that we have done in the past, but God is awfully good. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1 and 7. Again, thank you for listening to House of Blessing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, and your Sunday school teacher. Today's lesson, June the 7th. Listen to God's wisdom. Listen to God's wisdom. It cries out to you. We will see you next time on the Sunday school lesson. God bless.